This is Robert Margolacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. Our Across Canada spotlight for our special back-to-school issue is on the province of Ontario. I have the good fortune to have join me this afternoon for a Mindshare Learning Moment, Dr. Karen Gross, who is the first vice president of digital education at TVO. She is responsible for developing innovative content products and services for inside and outside Ontario's classrooms that support success for students, teachers, and parents. Prior to joining TVO, Karen served the Toronto District School Board as coordinating superintendent of strategy and programs and program planning. Karen recently completed her PhD at OISE, University of Toronto, and is deeply committed to the process of lifelong learning. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Karen.
My pleasure, Robert.
And congratulations on your recent doctorate.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's an exciting time to be in education in Ontario, given the province's new vision for learning. You are at the forefront of innovation in your new role at TVO as Vice President of Digital Education. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about TVO and what inspired you to make the move from your previous role as Coordinating Superintendent of Strategy and Program Planning at the TDSB.
Sure. Well, TVO was created in 1970 as the technological extension of Ontario's public education system. And over the past 40 years, has really been pushing the boundaries of educational media. So what started out initially solely as a TV station has grown to a digital media organization that provides multi-screen experiences designed for learners and for learning today. It's an incredibly innovative and creative, yet very focused and disciplined organization. So I was inspired to serve TVO primarily for two reasons. First, I love TVO's vision, which is to create a better world through the power of learning. So working and learning alongside the TVO staff and our partners in education and media and the technology sectors to fulfill that vision and to support student success is quite an honor. And secondly, my role at TVO is very much a natural extension of both the past 24 years that I've spent serving public education, where I was really deeply focused on student achievement, well-being, equity, and excellence in teaching and learning, and my passion as a learner regarding how technology impacts the ways in which people live, work, play, learn, socialize, and participate in society today. So ultimately, serving TVO as Ontario's delivery and innovation partner for digital education inside and outside the classroom and abroad to make a measurable impact on learning outcomes is really a perfect fit.
Well, that sounds like an awesome gig you have there, and I'm sure many people are envious. And it's a great transition for you from your contribution you made at the TDSB. Congratulations on recently completing your PhD at the University of Toronto. I was fascinated to learn about your doctoral thesis. Perhaps you can share some of your key insights with our listening audience.
Well, thank you. Yep, completing my PhD was certainly a humbling journey, and it was invigorating to be a student learner again. So my research focused on identifying the factors that influence K-12 teachers' tendencies to adopt student-centered practices in technology-rich environments. And the study took place right here in Ontario with an inspiring and thoughtful group of elementary and secondary teachers who have taught in a variety of districts across the province. The study's findings confirm existing literature that says the development of large-scale educational plans that result in authentic cultures of learning rely heavily on teachers' motivation, capacity, and commitment as leaders and agents of change. And the findings also reinforced existing literature that tells us that change to teacher practice is deeply influenced by a wide range of cognitive, affective, cultural, political factors beyond what individual teachers do, and a change to teacher practice is most likely driven by collaborative action amongst teachers. So what I learned was that each of the teacher participants, regardless of whether they taught kindergarten or grade 12, went through a very similar process as they began to adopt more student-centered practices in technology-rich environments. And when each teacher described the process that they went through, a synthesis of the data revealed a number of common factors that influenced their change improvement efforts. But what was unexpected was that each teacher, unbeknownst to each other, identified that it was the act of collaboratively constructing what they called the fundamental characteristics of a learning environment with their colleagues and with students that resulted in new ways of knowing that was the most significant factor to adopting new pedagogical practices.
That's fascinating. So,
it was quite fascinating. I also learned that these Ontario teachers in the study strongly believe that to support outcomes for all students requires a balance between the effective evidence-based practices already widely understood to improve student achievement and the new, more learner-centric pedagogies, structures, and practices supported by technology that deepen learning, increase engagement, and make learning relevant and authentic. And the study concludes with a series of recommendations from teachers' perspectives about how to support change and improvement efforts at the classroom, the school, and the system level.
That's fascinating. How will you apply the research in your new role?
Well, while this study is really just only a small single study, it really is provided from the field perspective applicable to our work at TVO. So it gives us pause to think about questions like this, like how can we best support teacher leadership? How can we better assist teachers using technology as a tool to support sound pedagogy? And how can we assure our products are fully grounded in research regarding rigor, complexity, engagement, and viewer or user experience.
Given your digital learning expertise, how will you build on TVO's mandate to support parents and students in their learning?
TVO offers a wide range of quality, evidence-based resources, products, and services for students, teachers, and parents to ultimately help students achieve success. And TVO has a really unique role in that it connects the dots between the Ontario curriculum, sound pedagogy, and content creators, whether they be our own stellar TVO staff or Ontario's brilliant independent producers, to create engaging educational content. So we have many amazing products already in place, such as learning games, apps, interactive activities, videos, broadcast programs for early learners, age 2 to 5, and school-aged children from grade 1 to 4. And we have digital learning programs, such as Homework Help.
My daughter was an avid user of that service. It was fantastic.
Oh, it is fantastic. It's our online math resource with live tutoring for students from grade 7 to 10. We also have the Independent Learning Center, or you may have heard it called the ILC,
yes,
which is Ontario's largest online high school.
Right, absolutely.
And that offers over 160 credit courses for grades 9 to 12.
That's fantastic. Now, those are correspondence type. Are they moving to more online as well eventually?
Well, we have a combination of both. So kind of the paper product and the digital product as well.
That's fantastic. Perhaps you can share some of your programs and what's new for back to school.
Oh, yeah. Well, for this fall, for back to school, we're really excited to share two new special programs. So to support the implementation for the kindergarten across the province, TVO is really proud to present High OP. This is a new TVO series grounded in the learning outcomes of the kindergarten curriculum, and it helps young children and their parents get ready for what to expect as they begin school for the first time. And the show features OP. OP is a custom-built and adorable puppet created by Jim Henson's Creature Shop.
Right.
And OP kind of interacts with new real children friends, gets to know his teachers, and discovers a whole new world, all while learning important life lessons as he goes through that. Also new for back to school is TVO's new science-based series. I'm not sure if you've heard of this, called Androids. Androids is designed to ignite an interest in STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics in those subjects, and in careers in that area for young girls. So Androids follows the adventures of Anne, an 11-year-old child scientist who uses imagination and science to create mechanical inventions.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely fabulous fall ahead for us.
That's exciting. That really is exciting. So tell me, what tips do you offer teachers new to tech on how to take that first digital leap, if you will, to infusing technology in the classroom?
Oh, great question. Well, teachers certainly recognize that technological platforms today are providing new designs and approaches to education, and that technology provides choice for students to demonstrate their knowledge anytime, anywhere, through any preferred learning modality, and that networked digital technologies have made communication much more complex. They can bring the world in, into student learning, and they've extended the potential to make learning a much more interactive and participatory experience. So leaving behind cultures where students are more passive consumers of knowledge and embracing these cultures of learning have placed new demands on teachers and school leaders. And working through those demands takes thoughtful and purposeful discussions. My colleagues and I call this learning out loud.
Okay.
And it's really hard work.
No doubt.
So teachers new to technology can be supported by reaching out to their colleagues for guidance, for mentoring, and to share ideas, because learning is a collaborative, it's a social process. So certainly we would suggest for teachers start slowly and work together. Something else I would suggest for teachers is just to remind teachers new to technology that great teaching trumps great tools every time. And it's really about using those tools seamlessly and purposely as part of the natural learning process to improve student outcomes.
Well, that is sage advice.
Thank you. One other thing that we might want to suggest is teachers ensure there's shared ownership for learning by providing authentic opportunities for students to learn from and with each other, and for teachers to learn from and with students. So when using technology, encourage students to use different types of media in knowledge-building communities so they can step into conversations and share information and ideas with others, be exposed to a diversity of thought, collaborate with multiple audiences to solve problems, and really be part of an environment where they feel their voice matters.
We're thrilled that you'll be presenting at our 5th Annual Canadian EdTech Leadership Summit, October 23rd. Our theme is centered around interconnected human networks powered by pedagogy and technology. How do you relate to this notion?
Well, I think as you mentioned earlier, we're in certainly one of the most exciting periods of time in education, and this is a great theme for the upcoming Leadership Summit. From my perspective, I see this theme leveraging three important concepts. First, that learning is a social phenomenon. It's all about the importance of the benefits of strong relationships, collaboration, connection, and a growth mindset to support learning. Second, it capitalizes on the research regarding new pedagogies that support deeper learning. And third, again, it reminds us that technology is a tool to support that sound pedagogy. So when those three concepts support the ecosystem of learning, learning becomes a quality, interactive, and participatory experience that can improve student outcomes, and it can empower both students and educators alike. So I think it'll be a great EdTech Leadership Summit, and I'm really looking forward to learning alongside everyone there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting us. A fun question. What is the one technology that you cannot do without in your day?
Oh,
that's
my.
A loaded question.
Well, I certainly appreciate day-to-day wireless technologies. So that would include my iPhone and Bluetooth. I rely heavily on the cloud because that allows me to collaborate with others and integrate my various devices so I have anytime, anywhere access. And although I prefer and probably much more enjoy physical meetings to work and learn alongside teachers and educators
right.
and their educational partners across the province, I do rely on Skype and FaceTime to overcome obstacles that sometimes arise, such as distance or time.
Wow. Well, you've shared some really good insights there on your technology tools. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Any final thoughts to share with our audience as it relates to leadership, learning, technology in the 21st century?
Well, I think learning today is just in such an exciting moment as we move towards help helping students achieve success and to deepen learning. I think with respect to technology, again, it's really all about using technological tools seamlessly as a natural part of that learning process, and to remember that pedagogy comes first and technology is the tool to support the learning process.
Excellent advice and very well put. And thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Karen.
Well, thanks for having me, Robert. This is delightful.
That was Karen Gross, First Vice President of Digital for TVO. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. My name is Robert Martellacci, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.